You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
You know, it's a good thing that we're here at Vinny's as we are each and every Thursday. Because, Sarah, seeing your lovely face kind of calms and relaxes me. Not that you're calming and relaxing or nice. It's just we get to see you go after Jordan, the intern. That relaxes and calms me. Because no matter what happens, no matter if I say it, no matter if the local media says it, no matter if Zion Williamson's stepfather says it, some in the national spotlight still are convinced that Zion Williamson is not coming to New Orleans. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. It's Gus Kattengill. It is the Sports Hangover. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. The lovely Sarah is standing by. She'll tell us about all the awesome specials, which you should know by memory now, at least what kind of special food-wise there is today. Join the intern as well to my right, and got a fun show lined up in terms of, once again, I think opinions will be the star of the show. So here's your number, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA is the way to tweet into the conversation as well. We'll talk about the big interview that was right here this morning on our show, on our station rather, off the bench with Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. And they spoke with Lee Anderson, stepdad of Zion Williamson. And look, if you look at the comments, and I think in there, in Jordan, you've been listening to it, and apparently Zion was in a car as well with them. So despite what he says, yeah, he's still got some out there, including one, who's probably just bitter about his Celtics. That's the hint for you, that they think that it's not coming. Anyway, we'll talk about that. You'll hear from Lee Anderson from that interview this morning here on Off the Bench, 7 to 9 weekday mornings on ESPN New Orleans. Of course, we're 12 to 3, and then Matt Moscona from 3 to 6. That's your local lineup. As we always say, you might want to support your local folks. Kind of know what they're talking about. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm here. Here I am.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's nothing better than walking in on a Thursday and seeing your smiling face. If grimacing is a smile.
You're funny.
Exactly. It's Thursday, which means what?
It's steak day, guys.
Mm-hmm.
8 ounce sirloin, 2 pound baked potato, side salad, $12. Yes, mm-hmm. $12.
Right, and I'm going to join Jordan today. I'm already, I honestly was
so
driving here.
I thought she was going to be like, Thursdays, that's when we torment Jordan.
Well, yeah, that's kind
I
of
mean,
an understood
that's
now.
That's already a special.
Yeah, exactly. But I
that's like an unspoken special.
Craving the wings today.
I mean,
craving the wings.
Why don't you like go outside your box?
I'm comfortable there.
Yeah, well, I want you to get outside of your box.
Yeah, but I really want the wings today. Okay. Jordan, right? You're with me?
I want wings today.
Why don't you guys share wings and then share something else?
No.
You guys are lame.
No, we want our own wings.
We're
okay,
men.
Cool. Well,
we don't make much sense apparently to y'all. So we want our own plate of wings.
Yeah.
Because Jordan will steal them all. And I won't get any, because while I'm talking, he'll be eating. See? So it can't happen. Anyway, other things, though, on the menu, if I were to get out the box, that you recommend would be?
I'm going to have the Italian Stallion today. It's, gosh, Jordan, you're being real distracting right now, child. Italian Stallion comes on a, again, distracting.
Right.
Pretzel bun. It's a Italian fried chicken. And it has marinara and mozzarella cheese.
Nice.
And it's fantastic. It's a little yummy sandwich.
That mozzarella kind of melted on those meatballs as well.
But that's a different mozzarella. We had the shredded mozzarella.
That's the meatballs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meatballs are good.
Meatball sliders.
Wednesdays
Solid.
We do our ribs, and those looked fantastic yesterday. Tomorrow we're going to be doing our crawfish and snow crab legs.
Nice. So seafood-a-palooza on Friday.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. Fun times, right?
Well, thank you, Sarah. We'll allow you to torment Jordan here shortly. Got to get to the big news of the day.
Oh, this
though.
Is. Wait, yeah. Can we no. just say which Thursday this is in the month that someone hasn't shown
we'll,
up
we'll,
yet?
We'll torment him in a little bit.
Okay, poor kid.
We haven't forgotten. He's down to like a Thursday.
Yeah, you have like one.
Actually, yeah, I think this is it because next Thursday is OTAs, Jordan. You might still be at Saints camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's fired?
I have no chance.
No, you're not fired. You got about, he's got to 3 o'clock.
No, he's fired.
No, he's not fired. He just got to 3 o'clock.
Huh.
So.
Whatever.
We'll see what we can do, Jordan. Thank you, Sarah.
Hi.
I appreciate it. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie, 18th and Ridge Lake, if you want to come and enjoy some of the delicious foods. And, of course, the happy hour, as always, 3 to 7 each and every day, including the weekends. All right, so on off the bench this morning, Jordan Colada, T-Bob Hebert had Mr. Lee Anderson on. He is the stepdad for Zion Williamson. And, of course, as we've been talking about this week already, yesterday, it was ridiculous. Tuesday night, Pelicans win the lottery. Everyone assumes, right? Rightfully so. Zion Williamson's becoming a Pelican. It almost seemed that from the second that happened, it was, well, AD's stance hasn't changed. Those are the reports. While the lottery's still going on and the coverage is still going on. And then, not even 24 hours, inside of that time span, Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong, it was national show after national show after national columnists. I mean, look, fans are fans on Twitter. That's fine. I get it. But people that get paid to give opinions that most people would rely on and take as fact just completely, and I think to an extent, irrationally, giving takes that make no sense. I understand trying to drive up viewership, listenership. I think you can do that with good, solid takes. Maybe it's boring. Maybe it makes more sense to say, he's going back to Duke, Colin Coward. Problem is, Jordan, as you know, and Brian, as he knows, once you tweet something, it kind of stays there forever. So when people then go back and see on that, you know, the Her with Colin Coward timeline and see the video that has Colin Coward saying Duke should never have, or Zion should never play again at Duke. Remember when he came out of his shoe and hurt his knee? Should never play again. He's a prodigy and all this other stuff. Didn't yesterday, though, he's saying go back to Duke. Don't go to New Orleans. There was a few shows yesterday that had some common sense. Jason Whitlock and company actually said stop it. Steven Jackson, a bunch of others. But for the most part, it was just a bombardment yesterday of people, again, without ever asking Zion, his family, anyone at Duke, anyone close to him, if he ever even considered not going to the Pelicans. They just said it. At least Michael Wilbon yesterday on PTI. Jordan, see if you can find that on the sound bank. Because what was fun, I can find it, and I have it in front of me. What I think would make sense, too, is you heard people say what we've been saying on the show for 3 hours yesterday. It doesn't make any sense. And again, even Jalen Rose said it on Get Up. You allow and you let your play dictate your market. If you're good, people will come to you. It's ridiculous to remotely even think you can't go shoot a commercial. You can't endorse a product. Or you can't do anything here. It has to be on a soundstage in L.A. or in New York. You can't do it in the off season. It's irrational. Makes no sense. Like I said, it's sort of ridiculous. And what makes no sense more than anything else is this whole talk of small market versus big markets. Like, people were upset he didn't go to big market because big markets, you could be marketed more and all that. That's the job of your agent or your family and the deals that are going to come your way already because of who you are. Chances are the deals that you could sign in L.A. and in New York wouldn't be the local stores anyway. They would be the national stores, the national products and things, right?
It doesn't make any sense. An arena's an arena. Merch is going to move no matter what. No matter where he gets. New York, New Orleans, Orlando, Los Angeles. His jerseys are going to sell out anywhere. Higher chance probably in those markets, the big ones, that it's a sellout already. Bigger population, I get it. Pelicans, I listened to Mike Stansfield on Matt Moscona yesterday evening, and over 3,000, close to 3,500 probably, at least by now, season tickets. He's going to be playing close to a sellout, if not a sellout. So it's going to happen. So you're going to have sellout arenas. Okay, maybe some places might have a few thousand. Where he travels, he's going to bring fans. Again, as I said, merchandise is going to be sold. National products are going to attach to him no matter where he goes. So I don't understand this whole concept of big market, small market. Drew Brees, for crying out loud, where is he at right now? San Diego. Maybe he's back right now because OTA is about to start next week, but you get my point. In the offseason, they go to San Diego. No one ever complains about players not living in their cities. You can still do that. These guys make more money than NFL players. Guaranteed money. So when you take a look at it all, it just, I still try to, I'm not saying there aren't some advantages to bigger cities and bigger markets. Of course there is. More restaurants, more nightlife, more out that, absolutely. I've told people before in my travels, I've gotten a chance to go to some of these bigger cities. Some of the best meals I've had have not been in New Orleans. Not knocking New Orleans. I'm just saying, yes, you can enjoy a nice lifestyle. Sure, I'm sure a penthouse in Manhattan being better viewed than the top of the lone apartment complex is on the riverfront. I get it. But you know what? To some people, a nice place on 3rd and Magazine would be just as beautiful. I get it. I understand that. But to make it seem like coming here would be living in a third world country is disingenuous. And it's bothersome. And I could understand a lot of Pels fans yesterday getting frustrated. So it was nice to hear Lee Anderson, stepfather of Zion Williamson, say essentially what we all kind of knew already. Again, there's no whatsoever speculation. Nobody said anything about it before the lottery that unless it's New York, Zion's going to Duke. Never saw that. That unless it's New York, Zion Williamson is going to force a trade. Never saw that. So I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm going to play one bite and go to the phone calls because this is the point that is what you want to hear. Again, this is on Off the Bench this morning, 7 to 9 weekdays on ESPN New Orleans.
We're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change. You change the things that you can change. And this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA. And certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
There you go. That's the stepdad. Still, you got Bill Simmons this morning going, how many NBA franchises would cause the parent of a number one pick to say, you accept the things that you can't change and you change the things that you can't change? It sounds like good parenting. What he's saying is, don't worry about any of those outside things. Go do what you can do. Sounds like excellent parenting. Here he is, though, this guy making it seem like you wouldn't say that about another team. But again, what do we know? Lee. Thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Oh, Gus, this is exasperated, man. You know, it's one of these things. I mean, we know it because we live in a small market every day. Can somebody please tell Giannis that he's in a small market? You know, I mean, come on. Milwaukee's a smaller market than New Orleans. You know, San Antonio, they've been perennial champions for a long time before the Golden State era began. But my point is this. The NBA is a brand. The teams are a part of the NBA. The bottom line is this guy is in the NBA, period. So I don't care where you play. If you ball, the endorsements are going to follow. I mean, like I said, Giannis got a whole bunch of endorsements, you know, and he's in Milwaukee. Zion's going to be no different. The bottom line is, AD, I'm relating back to AD because I don't feel like AD is that alpha dog. He's not the alpha dog that Giannis is. He's not the alpha dog that this young rookie is going to be for the Pelicans. We needed that alpha dog, A-list type guy that's going to grab the bull by the horns and say, you know what? We're not going to lose this game today. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. We're not losing this game. I don't care if I score 51. If I need to score 53, we're going to win. It's just one of those things, man, where we're looking for that leadership. And the bottom line is, I think this young kid is in a position to be Mr. New Orleans, and that's the bottom line. And I just think he's got the dad. I listened to the interview. The dad's got him focused and got a great head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And the fact, you know, they said don't read into the fact they don't have an agent. They make decisions as a family. So
heaven forbid that happens, Lee. By the way, heaven forbid.
Right. So, I mean, at no point, like the man said, I'm taking him at his word. At no point did he ever consider going back to Duke, no matter who was drafted number one.
Look, Lee, and I got to get to Joe and the rest of the phone calls, but Lee, I mean, I saw a report that it'd be, what, $100 million that he could. It's ridiculous. These are the same people nationally that were screaming pay athletes. He should never step on the field. He wouldn't even be in this position if he didn't have to go to college. He should have gone. They completely overlooked, by the way, the fact that Zion himself said he wanted to play. They completely overlooked the fact that Zion says, I want to play, and I will play if I can get back in time healthy. They completely overlook what Zion, and now overlooking what his stepfather actually said. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fit their narrative. It's a joke.
Yep, it does. I agree, man. I'm just tired. We're tired of, I know you're tired of it because you're in the media every day. But I'm just, like, really over it. I'm like, look, get over it. New Orleans is a great place to play, great place to raise a family, and it's a great place to be a professional athlete. So the rest of the country, just get over yourselves. Zion's going to be a Pelican. Deal with it.
Right. I hear you. Thank you, Lee, for the phone call. Appreciate it. Joe, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Yeah, Gus. Man, Oscar Robinson yesterday on the pregame, show was absolutely dogging us, saying that, I hope they don't, he has to have players around him and stuff like that. And that just constitutes to this national media thing. Mm-hmm. And it all stems from fear, Gus. You know, in this city, if you live in this city, it's the most beautiful thing in the whole world. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the treasures, you know? But if you're outside of the city and you have to come in, not many people, that's already stemming fear from everybody. And these national media types and all these people outside of the city jump on that fear to where, oh, you can't do it here. You can't do it here. Because in basketball, we don't have those pillars of confidence that we do in football when we have Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, where everybody can look at and lean their talents on and be like, look, I have confidence in these people to put me in the right position. In mm-hmm. basketball, we don't have that quite yet, and it's a scary situation. And if you have any kind of fear in you, especially in basketball, where it's 90% confidence and mental strength, it's going to be over for you already. That's why AD's doing what he's doing, because he's weak, man. He has such a weak mind. Yeah. Coming to here with the number one pick and he's going to leave? Go ahead, man. I don't need you.
What's remarkable to me, Joe, is what you're talking about with Oscar Robinson and all these people, that it will never work here. They haven't even drafted him yet. Like,
right.
They haven't even gotten to training camp. They haven't even gotten to a game yet. They haven't even filled out the roster in free agency yet. Like, it's remarkable to me that, again, they're overlooking a guy that worked with, let's be honest, probably the most difficult player right now because of what he wants in LeBron James. Changing out starting lineups, changing out coaches, and won a championship in Cleveland. That same individual apparently now won't be able to put, as you said, and Oscar Robinson said, players around him. And when did this happen?
When did this happen? That because you're a great player, that you need all of this help. When did that happen all of a sudden? I mean, I thought the whole point of being a franchise player was to elevate the franchise, was to elevate other players. Now all of a sudden it's like it's a right that you need to be put with a bunch of other great players. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy hasn't had a practice, and everyone's already said it's going to fail here, and they already have enough pieces already. It's unbelievable. Free agency hadn't even started yet. The new league year hasn't started yet. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's incredible. It's incredible. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the phone call. It just doesn't make any sense. Hour one. Brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims versus insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. More from Off the Benches interview with Lee Anderson next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee. You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia and Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $4,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, $3,000 dealer discount, $2,000 customer cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, $2,000 customer cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 customer cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to DT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeway Drive, over in Metairie, 800-998-1003. So Lee Anderson, stepfather for Zion Williamson, was on Off the Bench with Jordy Galata and T-Bob Hebert this morning at around 8 o'clock. And I'm just going to go through the series of bites from the questions that they had. You can hear for yourself. Again, I just played the main one. And it was a question that T-Bob asked that said, hey, you know, all the speculation about you coming here, maybe going to Duke once again.
We're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change. You change the things that you can change. And this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA. And certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there has been a lot of speculation, but that is not nothing that we have even considered.
There you go. Also, Shams Charania of this morning, stadium in the Athletic, the other Woj, I guess if you want to look at it that way, they both break the NBA news, they go back and forth.
saying this morning, yeah, right after the lottery and also here at the combine, they had a meeting. Pelicans folks, top officials, and, you know, Zion and his people. And they all had a meeting. All went well. Lee Anderson on that meeting with David Griffin.
We are looking forward to it. I spoke with, who's that coach, Century the other night. And we met with Mr. Griffin, David Griffin. And then, again, I spoke with him again last night. We had a great conversation, and we're excited about, you know, the prospect of coming down there and getting, you know, getting settled and looking for a place to stay and all of these good things.
Again, looking for a place to stay, getting settled, and excited. Yet you still have people saying he's not coming. It's remarkable, but it does sound good to hear, right? Again, you got to imagine the hype. I mean, again, I know there a lot of people are saying it's the best prospect since Anthony Davis. He had some hype, obviously, but I think to me it's probably more closer to LeBron coming in, right? LeBron's high school games are televised on ESPN. I mean, LeBron coming in, I think, is probably the way you can sort of look at it. Here's Lee Anderson talking about essentially having the hottest commodity that everybody wants right now.
I guess because of the last statement you just made, you know, we just feel that there's no real rush to do to do this right now. You know, we just want to make sure you don't get many opportunities in life to have the leverage and the opportunity to control your own narrative.
Yeah.
So therefore, we feel like we are in position right now to do that. And, you know, we just want to make sure when we do whatever it is that we do, it's the right decision. So we don't want to look back and have regrets about it. We just want to make sure we do it right.
And again, endorsement deals, things of that nature, no hurry. Going to take their time. Again, a lot of people was like, why have you not signed with an agent and all that other stuff? So again, you remember when he was at Duke, everyone reporting that the decision to play was going to be a family decision. And that's kind of what you're seeing here. It's what Lee touched on as well. Lee Anderson was also asked this morning from off the bench, how are you helping Zion, and how is he handling all of this at such a young age?
Well, first question, how are we helping him? We're helping him mentally and physically, as a matter of fact. You know, we do mentally we prepare him. We prepared him from the time he was a young kid. When he mentioned to me at 4 years old that he wanted to go to a certain college and play basketball, you know, we realized then that, you know, he had been around basketball growing up and or sports, basketball in particular, and he, you know, he knew what he wanted to do. That's why it was so easy for him to follow the course that was laid out for him. Because when he mentioned that that's what he wanted to do, we kind of start preparing him mentally for what college basketball would be like. Having played on a Division I level, you know, I understood what was required and what he needed to do to be that. And I told him at a young age that everybody, you know, that plays college basketball should play on a Division I level because there's nothing like it. And he wanted that challenge, and he wanted to do that. And I am so happy that he set goals and he was able to reach those goals and live out those goals. And you know, right now it's happening for him.
What was it like to be playing under Coach K for that 1 year?
Under Coach K, it was great. It was great under Coach K. He learned a lot. When he went in, we thought we had him prepared well when he went up there, so he didn't have to make any real adjustments. He just had to learn that, you know, the college system and Coach K's system and what Coach K wanted or expected from him to do.
And obviously, as I've referenced it several times already, your Colin Cowherds or national folks, they couldn't find a place to say it nationally quick enough about how he shouldn't play again once he got injured, remember? Blew out a sneaker. I mean, everyone was saying, don't play. You couldn't put on a television show where people said, you see, this is the problem. with college athletics. You couldn't see a television show or hear a radio show where everyone had Zion's best interest at hand, and that was don't play, wait for your millions. What did Lee Anderson have to say about Zion playing after he got injured?
Well, it was real simple for us and for Zion when he went out. You know, we heard the noise, but we don't listen to outside noise. We're a very close family, very small circle, and we make all the decisions for Zion. Nobody from outside makes decisions, or we're not influenced by outside decisions. Zion wanted the best opportunity when he was preparing for college or making his decision about his college choice. He wanted the best opportunity to play for a national championship. That's what he was looking for, the best opportunity, the best talent, you know, people that he could play with to get ready for the next level. That's what he was looking for. And, you know, I think it served him well. He got to play with the best players. He got to play for a chance at the national championship. They just fell a little bit short. But he, for the most part, he's done well with that.
Gotta like what you hear if you're a Pels fan, right? Gotta like what you hear if you're a Pelicans fan already. And, again, so much excitement and so much just changed in this city and for that organization in the last 48 hours because of the potential of what he can be. Lee Anderson on Off the Bench this morning was asked, did he notice at a young age the potential that Zion could have?
Well, when he was 5 years old, you know, he actually struck me as being or having the potential to be a good athlete. When he was five, he started playing AAU. I had him playing with some 10-year-old kids, and he was doing quite well. And he would never turn the ball over when he was playing with these kids, very conscious about that. Even though his role was limited at that time, but at 5 years old playing up with the
10-year-olds
was just crazy. It was just something crazy.
Was it?
Exactly. So you can imagine what that's like. It almost looks like he plays with 10-year-olds sometimes now as well. Again, Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert off the bench had this interview this morning. Good stuff to hear. Again, from Zion's stepdad. I've seen some say that Zion was in the car with him. Look, all I know is this. It's great to hear that, look, it's not even thinking about going back to Duke. They are excited about coming here. The thing you need to take away from this morning as we go to break is they've talked to the Pels. They're excited. So there's no, you know, hey, is it going to – they've talked to them, which means the Pels have said, we're taking you. You're coming here. Obviously you would. But my point is that's already being done. You heard them say they're looking for a place to get settled and live. And you also heard them say, more importantly, they're excited about the opportunity that lies ahead. Period. End of story. Pels fans can go back to getting excited and saving up their pennies to buy the Zion jersey. That should be the toughest thing right now, Jordan. Are you going with the navy, the red, the alternative Zion jersey? Wait, which one are you going with?
Ooh.
I like the red.
I don't know. I got to see which one new one comes out this year.
Oh, the new you think the new city one? There's a lot of speculation. It could be black and gold.
Ooh.
I don't know if that'd be a good thing. Remember, you're trying to separate. What would be good colors for an alternative jersey? We can talk a little bit about that if you'd like
as well. Colors.
Get a quick update on the PGA Championship that's taking place as well. Tiger Woods, rough start. How is he doing now? Robert Emmett, Golf Tech, is going to join us to give us a quick update on the leaderboard. Plus, huge news in the NFL from a former LSU Tiger who's been suspended for the start of the season. I'll touch on that next on ESPN New Orleans.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi One Plus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi One Plus tools up to an $84 value free. The One Plus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools, so now going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
Yeah, so much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You don't feel right. You sleep plenty, but you're always tired. Your joints hurt. You push through it. It could be lupus. We're here to help. Learn more at BeFiercetakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and CDC.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Uh-oh. That could go for a couple of different ways. NFL suspending Patrick Peterson. 6 games, the breaking news. He has dropped the appeal, the suspension, under NFL PED policy. So he was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL PED policy. And apparently he's not appealing. But he is suspended for 6 games. The other uh-ohs are bringing Robert Emmett of Golf Tech, Tiger Woods. Robert, I don't know if we're going to have a similar result, or I guess ending, to what we had with the Masters. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Gus. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I guess we start with there. I mean, that's one of the big stories coming into this. But look, he didn't do his practice. It came out this morning that he wasn't feeling well. A rough front nine starting out there on 10, then had two birdies to start the back nine, but at the end of the day he's two over. Your leader is Brooks Koepka at 7 under, so he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of expected on the front nine for Tiger, a little Masters hangover definitely coming out. He's been hobbling around on social media and everything, so yeah, we know the back was stiff, but really kind of, you know, sloppy golf, a lot of three putts, didn't really hit the ball that well, but really failed to score. And then after clawing his way back into it, really staying in the round, one of those things that we've talked about in the past, that Tiger's got that ability to just grind out rounds. And all of a sudden, you know, after two terrible double bogeys, birdie, birdie, eagle, he's back to one under par, and at that point, three back of Brooks, and then just proceeds to miss three short par putts in a row. And it's just, it's frustrating. He showed it to you. I wonder if there's a little bit more going on with the back, though. He definitely does not look healthy.
Yeah, and again, it just, you know, sometimes your eyes can sort of tell you that as well. And it's to your point, and you're a swing coach. You help people there, so it'd be easier for you to be able to pick up if you're not striking the ball well. And then, as you mentioned, if you have things on your mind and if you're not either focused or you're dealing with an ailment, it affects. I mean, again, those are par putts and short ones, as you mentioned. We're not talking 15, 20 foot par putts. Putts that you've seen him make, it kind of gives you and leads you that inkling that something's up.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those putts we saw missing, they're putting on perfect fast screens, which is Tiger's MO. And he really, I mean, missed them egregiously. It wasn't so much that you thought they were going in. They were misreads. There was poor speed. It just really wasn't Tiger characteristically. Mm-hmm. But he's obviously probably got a lot on his mind going on with the lawsuit being filed Monday against him and his girlfriend and then his restaurant and then his back being ill. He's taking the day off from practice yesterday. Definitely got a lot on his plate, and it might be, you know, one of those things where in the past he was able to compartmentalize it and not let it creep into his game, and maybe we're seeing it creep into his game this week. I can't really say for sure.
All right, so that's one storyline, but, hey, the other is the 63 that Brooks Koepka has. He has a four-shot lead right now on Tommy Fleetwood. Luke List also at 3-under. So what did you see today from Brooks, who's already done in the clubhouse? I mean, clearly the score 63 tells me, Robert, that he had a solid round, but why did he have such a solid round?
I mean, the golf course is really built for him. It's 7,400 yards, and he hits the driver in the fairway. So he's one of the longest guys out there, but he's also one of the shortest with the driver. So it's built for Brooks. When most guys, even Tiger today, he's hitting drives and he's left with 3 and 4 irons to par fours. Brooks, the way he hits it so high and so long with his irons, he's still got 6 and 7 irons in his hand, which is much more of a scoring golf club. So he's definitely got that advantage, but it was just clinical out there. And he backed up where he sounded a little arrogant in his press conference a couple days ago, talking about how, you know, majors are easier to win than any other tournament. And I mean, he's really showing it. Tying all-time major record at 63. I mean, that's the lowest ever shot in a major. And he looks like he just kind of, you know, Sunday walk in the park 63 today. So we might be seeing one of those runaway major championship victories this week, I think.
Oh, wow. Speaking with Robert Emmett, Golf Tech, we talk a little golf, round one underway of the PGA Championship. You know, I'm just going to say it every once, so every single time there's a major. Charlie liked to make fun of me about it, so now I guess it's your turn. There's my guy, Ricky Fowler, 1-under through the first round. He's in the clubhouse, shot a 69 today. What are his chances in this tournament on this course?
I mean, I like his chances here. He's definitely a ball striker, quote-unquote, and you're hitting a lot of long irons at that stage, and so you've got to be one of those guys. You've got to be able to be comfortable with a 4 and a 5 iron in your hand, and he really is. So I like his chances. It's just one of those things. I'm a big Ricky guy, too. It's just he can be in contention. He can be 4 shots clear, but you know that double bogey's coming. And it's just he has not been able to shake it.
Oh, no. That's not a good thing, Robert.
No, it's not a good thing. And it creeps into his head. And it's not just us that know the double bogey's coming. He knows the double bogey's coming. And it just affects him. And if the day he can learn how to shake that, the day is the day he's going to win a major. I just don't know when that's going to happen.
You know, Robert, we saw with the leaderboard even in day one at the Masters, obviously to get in there it's a little different, but a lot of big names, guys that have won in the past here. When I'm scrolling through the leaderboard now, your golfers may know a lot of it, but your casual ones that tune in for the major championships, lots of new names or different names that I haven't seen there in the past. Does this, and again, we're moving it, right? This used to be the last one. Now it's the second one of the major championships. So could we see a first-time winner, and why is the leaderboard right now not have so many recognizable names at the top?
I do think, you know, if Brooks becomes human again, we can see a first-time major winner. But it's really a long golf course. It's a par 70 golf course, and it's long. So what you're seeing those names up on the leaderboard that you're not really accustomed to, these are all younger guys. That's got some pedigree, that's got, you know, your golfer will have heard his name before, that he's an up-and-comer, quote-unquote. But it's a longer golf course, so they're going to hit it longer. They can control it off the tee, and it plays more to their favorite, where you got your established guys, you know, your Phils and stuff, et cetera, that have been on tour for a while, probably don't hit it as far. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're seeing some of these younger guys, where they can just bomb it. And if they get hot and hit a few fairways, they can start going much lower. So that's what I'm thinking, you know, we're going to see. My pre-tournament pick was Luke List, and just that's another guy that he's a name if you're in and around the golf business, and he's an absolute player, hasn't really put it together on a full-time basis, mm-hmm. but he bombs the golf ball, and it's just that's what you're going to see on the leaderboard come Saturday, Sunday.
Well, he's, through 16 and 3 under Luke List, and he's tied for second. It's crazy, though. Brooks with a four-shot lead. Let's see if the rest of the field can kind of catch up to him. Again, Tiger 2 over. He's done his first round. A couple of the other bigger names will go through as well. Anybody to keep an eye on maybe tomorrow?
I like to see a bounce back round. Maybe Tiger. Fleetwood, to me, another guy, if he can get hot tomorrow, he's a guy that can string birdies together. And that's what you got to really look at here at Bethpage. It's guys that can not only, make one, two birdies, but it's a volume of birdies because you're going to have your bogey. So guys like Fleetwood, guys like Phil this afternoon, maybe he can put it together and make some birdies because they're out there. So that's I really want to see if Fleetwood can run after Koepka, and that's going to be a good Sunday afternoon watch.
Robert Emmett over at Golf Tech, tell the folks so they can get over there, man.
Better golf. We're here to help you play better golf, whether it's new clubs or club fitting, lessons, all that kind of stuff. We're here to just facilitate that.
Sounds good, man. Can I chime in with you tomorrow?
You got it, bud.
Sounds good. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time. It's nuts. And again, you're just looking at this course right now. Andy North said it earlier on ESPN this morning on Golic and Wingo. It's a short bite. What's about the course?
Long, tough, wet, soggy. It's going to be a tough track this week.
Yeah. Bubba Watson, 6 over. Jason Duffner, 6 over. I mean, these are like some pretty good golfers, big names. They just didn't do it so far today. Jason Day, still the tee off. Zach Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, all teeing off in this next hour. 138, 138, 138, Rory McIlroy. 138 as well. So you're getting a lot of people later on with some bigger names. Matt Kuchar just before 2 o'clock as well. So let's see how they do and handle the course as well. But again, Tiger Woods 2 over. Your leader is Brooks Koepka, 7 under par, 4-shot lead over Tommy Fleetwood, both gentlemen in the clubhouse. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again. Very few guests today. I want to get a lot of your opinions. 800-998-1003. Rapid. Form and succession here. I'm going to speak with Scott Kushner next hour. His take and thoughts here as well. Again, Lee Anderson on off the bench this morning saying, yeah, they're excited. Can't wait. They're looking for a place already. So, you know what? Bill Simmons, you're cowards. If they continue to tweet he may not come back, don't worry about it. You heard it from Zion's stepfather. You heard it from the family. You're going to see him this fall, Jordan. Sports Hangover continues next, live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie on ESPN New Orleans.
All right. Start your summer off by saving a whole lot of cash on a new Mitsubishi during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. Drive home in a new 2018 Eclipse Cross and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2000 Outlander Sport and take $4,000 off the MSRP. Oh, you want a little bit more? Right now you can take off the $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2000 Outlander SEL with seating for 7, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. With $4,500 off new Eclipse Crosses, $4,000 off new Outlander Sports, and $5,000 off new Outlander SELs. Plus, all these new Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come save during the summer kickoff sales event only at Barker Mitsubishi in Houma or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
ATK T129, MSRP 2438. 2,000 deal with this. 2,000 factory rebate. Tiger 9, TT-063. MSRP 23820. 2,000 deal with this. 1,000 factory rebate. 9, TT-055. MSRP 30910. 2,000 deal with this. 2,000 factory rebate. Scoot CTNL. TDL for detail. Warranty Assumes Evolution and IMIEP. As May 30th, 2019.
Graduation is the end of the beginning of a lifetime of learning. You worked hard to get your diploma. May you achieve the things you hope for and always remember to dream big and reach far. From State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 19, wishing you every success in the future.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
On the Sporting Life.
Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
We get it almost every night.
You gotta love it. 800-998-1003. Again, don't let facts get in the way of your narrative. Toss to White, someone on Twitter, responding to a string and a thread on Twitter to one of the things that Off the Bench tweeted. And a couple of the folks afterwards were like, so this should, you know, put Colin Cowherd in a bad mood, whatever, and all that. Toss to White. It's because your fans don't watch or go to games. They don't care about the Pelicans. Please move to Seattle. Again, don't mind the owner saying she's not moving anywhere or selling the team. Don't mind the fact that the ESPN ABC national NBA ratings for this past season, regular season, New Orleans was third. Don't mind the fact that when the Pelicans were winning, you had sold-out arenas. Don't mind the fact that the fan base never had a problem with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis isn't requesting a trade because he felt that the team really wasn't supported by the fans. It's run poorly. And there's other issues, I think, with 81 to get out, as opposed to just winning. And again, it's the same city whose fan base absolutely supports the black and gold. At the same time, as I would tell Toss to White, when the Saints were going 7-9, not everybody was in the stands in the dome. I bring that game up often, not just one of them, but when the Saints couldn't win at home a couple of years ago. Remember, third quarter, Panthers are dropping 40 on the Saints. People left early in the third. Yeah, same arena, same dome, same fan base. That was rabid. Was past January. Winning matters. Anywhere, everywhere. I made fun of Jordan his freshman year at LSU. The greatest comeback ever in the last 5 years. Jordan was there. I mean, 300,000 people were in Tiger Stadium when they came back to beat Auburn. Remember that? There was one problem. The television camera showed about 10,000 people there. Jordan, you were there in the first half, weren't you?
Yeah,
that's right.
I was one of them.
That's right. When did you leave?
Halftime. The one game that I was disappointed
exactly.
in leaving
that's
in
right.
was Auburn.
But when you recant the story and everyone, you were there.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
That's right.
Till halftime.
Yep. Now that Coach O's getting top recruiting classes, go Tigers. He was Coach Ono in his first few games, remember? Now he's Coach O.
The man, the myth.
Exactly.
Coach O.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like I said, I try not to get, I understand this is what being a fan's all about. I do. And I guess I'll ask this and I'll open this up to discussion next hour. 800-998-1003. Why does it bother you when we hear this national narrative sometimes? Is it that you think it's against the city? Is it that you think it's against the organization? Again, don't let the facts get in the way that it's not the same organization. I mean, Max Kellerman, for crying out loud, was on First Take saying that the Saints medical staff is still taking care of the Pelicans. Don't let the fact hits you that it's not. They may have hired one of the doctors that did it, yes. And again, it's one of the reasons they didn't have a problem. You complained about it, fans. We talked about it on the show. It was a joke. Somebody would sneeze, they'd be out 3 months. So what did David Griffin do?
went and hired one of the best in the NBA, arguably the best. He's now in charge of the Pelicans medical staff. Ah, but he's going to be hurt all the time. Okay. Don't let the fact ruin the narrative. And now Aaron Nelson's in charge. It's going to be different. They're not going to be able to put anybody together for Zion. Again, it's incredible now that if you're a great player, you need other great players. I understand you do need talent, but, you know, forget developing, forget trying to build a team. No, no, no. It's an inherent right that if you're a great player, you better have the greatest players. Again, by the way, how many great players are there? No one ever talks about this. Jordan, how many great players, like really, truly great players are there? Would you say a dozen? I'm just going easy numbers. Would you say there are 12 franchise players in the NBA? I mean, like, I'm talking superstars. How many superstars in the NBA? Because every team and every national media member thinks that every star, every superstar should have three or four of them. How many are there?
All right, so the NBA All-Star,
Okay, let's take the NBA All-Star game.
Each starting roster, I would say that, put those together.
If you take three or four and clump them together, then how many are left?
Not that many.
Okay, and truly, out of those, how many of those are generational talents? Ones that can take you to the finals?
Three or four.
Thank you. Hey, but let's put three or four of them together per team. It's ridiculous. It's like I don't know. You have to. You need role players. You need a bench. You need a guy that, you know what, in your hometown, Brian and Olise, if you're listening right now, you need David Wests. You need guys that become all stars on your team and fight to try to make that all star mark nationally, but are the guys that absolutely you watch them night in, night out in your hometown and your home team, and you go, they're not winning without them. You know, you need guys like that. You got to have your franchise player. You got to have your big name, yes. Then you got to have a guy that can maybe help on that aspect of it to alleviate some of the pressure from that guy. But when did we move away from being the franchise player? You know what? You're labeled that because it is tough. Because you do shoulder the load of carrying the franchise's name. You are the promo tonight. So-and-so taking on so-and-so. You wanted to be first. You're going to get the big contract. That is. It's not supposed to be easy. It's incredible now. Everyone wants that person to have five athletes that are all-stars with them and just a straight path to a championship. What made the Jordan era and all of those other teams, the Pistons, they had to get past the Celtics, was watching the growth and the fight to get there. No one likes what we've seen the last couple of years. Cavs Warriors, we'll see them. See them in April when the season started. Why are these playoffs doing well? Because I think it's open. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, when's the last time you see the Raptors or the Bucks going to be getting?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, I liked it. You know, let's see that. Uber, Eric, I see you're called. We're hitting the top of the hour break. You can call back. You can just hold on. I will go to you immediately when we come back. I promise. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's going to be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with The King Firm.